From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Following North Korean state media reports that Pyongyang would finalize a plan by mid-August to fire four mid-range missiles into waters 30 to 40 kilometers off the shores of the U.S. Western Pacific Territory of Guam, U.S. President Donald Trump said that perhaps his warning yesterday wasn't stern enough.
They've been doing this to our country for a long time, for many years, and it's about time that somebody stuck up for the people of this country and for the people of other countries.
Trump said that negotiations were always an option, but that North Korea had, quote, better get its act together, end quote. The United States is urging Kenyan candidates not to use violence if they dispute any results of Tuesday's election. Bill Gallo has more.
A State Department statement also urges Kenyans to patiently await the Election Commission's announcement of official results. Supporters of opposition leader Raila Odinga on Thursday said an unofficial tally shows he won, but that claim conflicts with a provisional result that has incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta in the lead. International observers say they have not noted any signs of interference with the vote. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
Turkish police issued arrest warrants on 35 media workers in connection with last year's coup attempt. An anonymous judicial source told media the arrests were in connection with the use of Bylock, a smartphone encrypted messaging application. The Paris-based Reporters Without Borders says the use of Bylock as evidence, especially against journalists, is causing growing concerns. Be sure to follow VOA on social media platforms for instantaneous updates posted on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is VOA News.